Welcome back to 69.9 The Riz.
No.
Paul has too much ASMR.
Good. Third time.
Yeah, all right.
That bit will never
Paul
get old.
Paul is too cool. Never we get can't never have get the old. Right music.
Okay, can I get a do-over?
Sure.
My bad.
All right, Paul, bring us back in.
Oh, man. Welcome back to 69.9 The Riz.
All right. So anyways, I'm not going to edit out the first one. We're just going to keep all of that.
Hey, dude. Fuck, man.
We really got to pad out this, you know, 2 hours. Yeah,
we got to really fluff the timeline. you know, content is content these days.
That's what they say.
Could be worse. Could be AI.
I'm going to write these fucking down in my book. I'm going to have like a...
Do you want just like a scratch piece of paper?
Yeah.
So you're not using your good book.
That might be nice.
All right. So anyways, welcome back to Drop Dice, Internet's favorite D&D podcast.
You finally said it.
I did say it. I did.
You did.
That means you believe it.
We are kicking off again today with Grim Hollow. Last we left off, the party descended into the pit. They clambered through a trash like slide slash air vent shaft. Yeah. Ransacked some caverns. Recovered some lumberjacks in catatonic states missing some bones. Slew the bone trader and his pet geese, allegedly. Rested up. Rallied up with the fey creature companions that joined them, and then set off with a cart full of shenanigans and recovered lumberjacks to head back and complete their quest.
Hey, point of order. In the creepy lullaby last time, was he saying traitor or trader?
Trader.
I thought there was a traitor amongst them.
No.
I misunderstood that.
He was speaking to his little geese as he led them on the hunt out of the cave to look for you guys, because the goblin said y'all were outside. Turns out, since you guys did not rest, y'all were now inside.
Man, it took the goblin forever to get down there and tell him.
Well, yeah. So they went in, he got his geese, they went looking for you guys outside, and nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. Came back in very frustrated to walk into an ambush and a knife in the neck. That'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
That's a tough day at the office.
That's a rough one, yeah.
It's a tough day.
That sucks.
So, anyways, this episode is sponsored by Fan Roll and VB Health. More to come on that later.
Woo!
Come on that later.
All right.
Great.
With some boosted loads.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dog. So, anyways, you guys have your cart full of goodies and gubbins. Lots of dudes.
Three dudes.
Sticky, icky dudes.
Three boys.
You know, just dudes being guys.
Just guys
catatonic,
being
missing bones.
As you do.
The most guy thing ever, being catatonic.
Yeah. So you guys are making your way down the trail, back into the forest. How exactly would you guys like to go about heading back to the Baron's estate? Are you following the same trail that you came from through the, like, lumberjacks, like, lodge area over there, like, their campsite? Are you guys looking to take a different path and, like, shave some time off?
I think we got to take them back to the Baron's estate, right? Like, they're not going to have the means to, like, help these dudes.
Well, I think he's saying is that, I mean, that's the path we know, and I feel like if we deviate too much, we're going to get jumped.
You do have a map as well, and early morning, the sun is up, so you guys like aren't traveling through the dark or anything like that.
We might cause a ruckus if we bring a wagon through of their buddies, like messed up bodies.
Yeah,
I don't know if what you please. I don't know how long they're willing to put up with pulling all of our shit. We could pick up an actual horse.
Well, it only took us a couple hours to get to the camp, and then
it wasn't super far.
It was like 4 hours, something like that.
Yeah. To someone with the map, is there a path we could take, or are we cutting it through the woods?
Kel does have a map.
There's a path.
There's a path.
There you go.
Just kidding. I don't know.
Yeah. There probably isn't.
It's gotta be like a hunting trail or something. Or?
Yeah, like you guys could follow like some loose like game trails, stuff like that. Like it will shave a little time headed back. Mm-hmm. You won't be on like a well developed path / road.
Sure.
But you would be in fact avoiding bringing the boneless catatonic lumberjacks back to their camp for all their buddies to see.
We just put a blanket over the top, and then no one knows.
That is an option.
Yeah, but then they think they're dead.
What? Is that?
I mean, they kind of are.
Well, not yet, right? Like, they could potentially, like, snap out of the catatonic state and just live a boneless life.
Yeah.
They're not fully boneless, but
They're missing a lot of key bones.
Relatively key bones in a couple places.
Than normal.
A little floppier
than is natural. The other thing we got to remember is we have upset the balance of the forest. And the little folk are mad at the humans, so cutting through the woods even more might piss them off more.
You do have two fey creatures traveling with you as well.
Yeah, we have ambassadors.
Yeah.
You guys have options.
Yeah, two fey creatures.
Yeah.
Right. Two.
Only two.
Only two. I don't. Yeah, my vote would be to skirt the lumberjack encampment, but I'm open to whatever the party wants.
Okay.
I would agree with that.
Okay. So avoid the encampment.
I think so.
All right.
That's the move.
I mean, you guys are able to like follow the trail relatively close back. You guys remember from last time that like they weren't doing super heavy like perimeter patrols. Mm-hmm. The couple guards that were there were mostly just like in the camp, just keeping an eye on things, and making sure like everything was fine. And the lumberjacks themselves are just kind of like chilling because they're not working or anything like that. So you guys start to like get a little closer to the camp and then veer off into the woods. Can I have who's taking point? Who's like navigating?
I figured I got a pretty decent survival rate. And
yeah.
Okay. Would you like to do a survival check with advantage?
Yeah.
Since you have a map of the area.
It's going to be a 15.
Perfect. So with the 15, you are very comfortable with like, you guys take like a lightly traveled old trail that it seems like the lumberjacks had probably dragged some equipment down at some point. It was like pretty cleared. The brush and whatnot isn't too dense. The cart gets through with like pretty simplistic, like ease. You don't get caught on anything or anything like that. No damage. And you guys are able to successfully just kind of like circumvent the encampment and meet back out on the original like path that you had followed to get there.
Okay. Nice.
Carrying on your way, after like another hour and a half, you guys start to get closer to the Baron's estate. Sun is up, it is shining, and as you are approaching, a couple of guards are up ahead outside the perimeter, just like chilling on the side of the road, and they flag for you to halt as you guys are approaching, and they start to like walk out to meet you.
Gal, you got this one.
Yeah,
you know. Okay,
you know these guys best. So.
Fair. Yeah.
All right. So the two guards are coming up. Greetings. Welcome back. How was the investigation?
Mixed bag. We couldn't find any trace of the guards, but we got three of the lumberjacks back.
Okay. He just kind of like looks over your shoulder. Where are they?
And I kind of like give a head jerk towards the cart. Some fey trick. I'm not sure. They're enchanted or they're under some sort of spell at the moment.
Okay.
They're kind of catatonic.
Gotcha. Sounds good. That's actually kind of perfect timing then, because one of the Inquisitors just got in from the Empire that the Baron had called up to help potentially figure out what was going on, so maybe they can help do something about that. The guards, hello, little bean, just making weird faces at me.
I'm trying to make eye contact, but there's a camera like right in front of your face.
So the guards are gonna step to the side. They'll like, yeah, you can head on through. Just take them up towards the Baron's house, and someone will meet you up there.
Cool. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
We just keep on going, I guess.
You are going to see that they do make some, like, curious glances at your new creature companions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you do have fair a enough. Super, like, white, like, leopard.
Yeah, that's fair.
With, like, glowing
with, eyes. Like, some slightly glowing blue eyes. Yeah. So you're getting, like, kind of second glances off of that. The horse, less so, because it looks more like a normal horse.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what you please. Don't give it your name.
What is what you please?
The horse. That's its name. Is what you please.
You named your horse what you please?
No, that's the name it told me it likes to go by.
You're going to see they both kind of like give each other a little side glance. Like, sure. Okay.
I kind of try to catch their eye and go. Since we're in the Burak Empire and it's probably not super kosher to have a face deed.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'll steal your soul, don't worry.
All right. Well, we'll catch you later. And they're gonna very like notably like turn away from you. They are no longer interested in whatever game you're playing. Yeah. Okay. So as you guys are bringing the cart up, Baron's estate is up ahead, and you see that there seems to be a little bit more guard activity this time around. There's a couple more groups of like one or two guys that are like armored, and like actively patrolling the area. You notice that like as there was the two on this side of the road, like watching the entrance into the estate, there's another two on the far end watching the opposite side. There's another guard that's posted up outside the stable, and the commoners that you guys had seen just kind of like milling about last time aren't really anywhere to be seen. Mm-hmm. Seems like everything's kind of on a little bit more of a higher alert with the guard presence right now. As you pull up to the estate house, setting the cart down, the door up ahead opens up. And out of the doorway comes our good buddy, Grexon Tillman, our big lumbering armored guy.
Buddy boy.
And he pops his head out, sees you guys, gives you a curt little, hey, any success?
Yeah.
Go
ahead, Emily.
We are here to collect our bonus. We did bring some of the lumberjacks back alive.
Okay. And they are where?
In the wagon.
And you said alive.
Yeah.
They are breathing.
Okay.
They are breathing.
They are breathing.
They can drink water, but you got to help them do it.
Okay.
They're not in a great state.
Did you guys cover the wagon at all, or is it like open top?
I think we probably put like blankets over them.
Okay.
So they don't get like, I don't know, like sunburn and like weird looks from having floppy arms and legs.
Yeah.
But we don't like, I do like to think we like, maybe like a awning over it so there's still like good airflow so we don't accidentally smother them.
Sure, yeah.
Good, okay.
Fair enough.
So like they're not dead. Left it a bit open but did like set up a little bit of like a covering.
Yeah.
Okay. So hearing you say what you said, he's going to start like walking towards the wagon and just kind of like pop the side up and peer in. Can I have you all make an insight check?
Ooh, I'm good at these.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a 22.
I'm not super proud of that one.
I'm not great here.
Can I just use my passive insight instead?
No.
14 is not terrible.
8.
Okay.
No. My passive is 14.
Okay. And you're supposed
22.
To... Okay. So you two, not super attentive
I'm
right
oblivious.
Now. Yeah, not really paying too much attention.
Yet again.
But... You notice that he does not seem super thrilled at what he's looking at. And Kellen, you notice that he looks kind of pissed. Like looking in there, you just see like a distinct scowl. And having spent a little bit more time around the encampment, you know that he has a bit of a temper. And he is not happy with what he's looking at.
Okay.
With that, he is going to quietly, like, set it down, turn back, and he's going to start walking over, and he is going to grab you, Kel, and kind of, like, pull you off to the side. Like, so what's the deal here? Like, What's going on with that?
I couldn't tell you. It's some fey creature or something kind of abducted him, took him into the woods, and put him under a spell.
Okay. What happened to the creature? Did you guys deal with it? Is it still out there?
So that bag that I put the head in is like kind of strapped to my bag, and I kind of like pat it. There's like little blood stains. It's not like leaking out or whatever,
just
but
like the black.
Yeah. Stain. I could show you the proof, but we took care of it.
Awesome. As you can imagine, it would not look very good for that to be like visible. I don't like. I don't want the men seeing that and whatnot.
No, right.
That's not trying to cause problems.
Right.
If you guys can pull the cart around back, we'll get them taken out and we'll bring them in through the back door to the estate and get them squared away.
Yeah. Is there some sort of licensed magic user at the estate that we could potentially call on to, I don't know, remedy this? Or
the only person here that could really do anything, potentially, we just had an Inquisitor show up. They're a mage. They're one of like the licensed mages for the Empire. They may be able to do something. I'm not sure. That's not my forte.
Sure.
But they're inside right now. They were going in to talk to the Baron. He'd put a request in for someone to come out after the last guys that we sent out didn't end up coming back because we were a little concerned that this could have been a potential issue. Glad to hear it's taken care of, though, and I'm sure they'll be happy to hear about that. Maybe take a peek at what you have there and figure something out.
Yeah, no problem. We'll take the shipping lane to the back of the kitchen and bring them in through there.
Perfect. All right. I'll go let the Baron know to expect you guys and meet you back downstairs.
Sounds good.
So he is going to head back inside, closing the door, and leave you guys to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Guess I'm just wrap him up.
Yeah. I just kind of bring like a real brief powwow. Like, I don't know where your backgrounds are, you guys, but the Burak Empire, like their licensed mages are pretty strict on magic use. So just might be a good idea to leave what you please. And what was your companion's name again, Boar?
You know, more of like a spirit of the world. I haven't given it a name or know its name yet.
Okay. So it'd probably be a good idea to leave them outside just while we have this interaction and maybe keep unlicensed magic use to a minimum.
Sounds fair.
So
reasonable.
All right. Then I guess we just
leave the cart around back. Cool. As you guys bring it around back, it's much quieter. Like most of like all the structures are kind of out front along like the roadway. And out back, there's like a little bit of like a servant's entrance and whatnot that is open for you. And there's another guard that's waiting there for you guys to kind of pull up out back and like ushering you in. So as far as like taking the bodies out and everything like that, he's going to give you guys a hand with moving all the stuff.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you guys needed unloaded from here, or is the rest of this like your effects?
No, it's just our stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good to go. So after you guys move the bodies inside, he is going to stay out back. I'll keep an eye on your cart out here while you guys are wrapping up business.
Good deal. Yeah, if you have like a bag of feed for the horse, hasn't eaten yet today.
So. Perfect. Yeah, I can run over the stable and grab cubes. Something.
Sugar cubes, yep. Real, okay. Real partial.
All right. I'll go check for some feed, and when I get back, I'll like check the kitchen, see if I can scrounge something up for them.
Great.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Okay.
Kind of clap him on the shoulder.
So as you guys head inside, you see the estate itself is pretty schnazzy. Like this particular building, having been in the neighboring one with like the like guardhouse and whatnot, this one is like way more ornate. As you're like walking in through the servant's entrance, there's like a really, really nice kitchen off on the left side, a hallway straight ahead, leading out into like the main living space. And then off to the right is like a large like storeroom, where they have like pulled out cots and are like kind of gesturing for bringing the guys in there to like keep them for now.
Sure.
You have a manservant that approaches you guys as you're like shuffling the bodies through and everything. Super well dressed, not like a suit or anything like that, but like really, really nice like silk shirt with a bit of like an overcoat and like trousers. and he is going to come up and inform you. The Baron is currently in a meeting. He will be down to see you in about 30 to 40 minutes, if you wouldn't mind waiting in the entryway.
Where do you want them to go? Because they don't really, like, they're a little floppy.
You can set them on the cots in there that we've pulled out for you.
Oh, okay, cool.
Floppy?
Just, you know, floppy.
Floppy's pretty accurate.
Floppy.
Fey magic.
They're a little unconscious right now.
I see. Okay. You're just like a little, like, grimace kind of thing. Like, floppy people. Not his cup of tea, it seems. Yeah. So, yeah, like, bringing them into the room, there's, like, some temporary little cots that have been put up with the expectation that, like, you have these three people that apparently are not in good health. Mm. Floppy. So that's the space that they've designated for them to stay in for the moment. But as you head into the main, like, entry room, there's, like, really nice couches set up and everything like that. There's a fireplace going along the wall. There's some really, really nice, like, wall-mounted, like, wildlife. There's, like, a bear head. They have antlers on the wall. Like, almost like you would expect to see in, like, a hunting lodge.
Sure.
Which isn't super uncommon because of the location you're in. A lot of people like hunting out here. It's in the wilds and whatnot. So, yeah. Anything else you guys would like to do? You guys have, like, a half hour, 40 minutes before he is done with his meeting.
Is the servant still in the room?
He is not. He is heading back upstairs for the time being.
Got it.
I think I'll kind of approach Cal and just kind of ask him about the Baron. Because you've met him before, right? You've worked under him to some capacity?
So, just during my first employment, didn't really get a good read on him. Mostly worked with his brother, Rex.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He's kind of the guy's hands and feet, more or less.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Most of the business is handled by his brother. Mm. The Baron, from what little information that you have gleaned, Kel, you haven't had, like, a meeting with him or anything like that. You've seen him once in passing, and the interactions that he had were, like, not impressive. Like, he seems like a bit of a dick, very, very, like, pretentious kind of energy, and just generally unpleasant to deal with.
What does he look like compared to his brother?
He is not as, like, jacked. He is more, like, fit, but more, like, athletic build. Not, like, out of shape or anything like that, or, like, super skinny. Just, like, more average build.
Okay, so, like, Kel versus Boar.
Yes. Kind of. Okay. Yeah, a little more of that. Probably less, like, of, like, the lithe acrobat build that Kel probably has more of, being, like, more elven and whatnot. But like a very, like, well built, just like human frame.
Sure.
Okay.
He's out here looking like Paul.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well built.
Functionally yep.
Well
strong built. As shit.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna go to the kitchens and kind of fill my skins. So like a wine skin and a water skin.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm gonna tag along with that because I was gonna steal all the sugar cubes from the kitchen.
Excellent. So, yeah, as you guys head into the kitchen, there's, like, one person that's in there that is just kind of, like, doing some dishes and whatnot. They appear to just be, you know, like, your average servant.
Kill him.
Jesus. So quick.
Just start clapping everyone.
I kind of hold up my skins. Wine and water?
Oh, right over here. And they'll, like, just walk over, open up a cabinet. There's, like, a wine bottle. It doesn't seem to be anything, like, super fancy or anything like that, but, like, some simple.
Okay.
Options, and then they'll fill up your water flask for you.
Okay.
Do you guys have tea?
We do. What could
I just
like?
Get a cup of tea with, like, some sugar?
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a problem. I'll have that out in just a moment.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to kind of, like, lean against the counter as if I'm, like, frail.
You see, like, a brief little glimpse of concern because you still have, like, some visible...
Exactly. I'm leaning into it. I'm like, I went through it. I'm injured. I'm just kind of, like, I'm not, like, shaking, but, like, I'm making myself look a little bit more flimsy than I am.
You're hamming it up a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Hell yeah.
All right. Can I get a performance roll?
Oh,
bro, ooh. Perform.
First one of the year. Or campaign.
Yeah. Gotta utilize 20. These performance checks.
I mean, oh, that's so bad.
Ooh.
It's a five.
Okay. So initially on first glance, having just spoken to Kel, like hearing you and looking over, they do a little bit of a double take and you see like some visible concern, like, oh, wow. And then as you're just like, hamming
I start like
it
fake
up,
shaking.
You're really like over leaning into it. And they're just like, okay, yeah, not a problem. And they will go ahead and start like scrounging around, get you a cup, grab some tea for you, and they'll have that brewing. Anything for you, gentlemen?
Got any ale?
We do.
Two, please.
Okay. For him as well?
No, both for me.
I see.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Okay. I want some food. Some venison or some steak.
That's anywhere. Perfect. We actually do have venison steaks. I can cook one up.
That sounds great. I'd like it as rare as possible.
Okay. You do know with like wild game that does come with a little bit of risks of like parasite, things like that. Okay. Very well. I'll have that out in just a moment.
Trichinosis can't bring my man down.
Bro, can never bring him down. No. All right, so the tea is going to get made up. Your water's filled.
What cabinet do they take the sugar out of?
The top right one above the sink.
That's the best one.
As you see it, there's like a couple other like spices, additives, the sugar. Okay. And then the beers will get poured. They'll bring two mugs out for you, and your steak comes in a couple minutes later after it's had a very brief time searing in a pan.
Perfect.
All right.
Kel's gonna go back to the room and because they haven't eaten in a while, just kind of give the three guys wine.
Okay. Very nice.
What a nice guy.
Bar, I need you to make a distraction.
I'll already have emptied one of the mugs of ale, and I'm just gonna like drop it, but kind of just throw it. like a loud like clang.
Bro, some straight Thor one. Yeah. Another. Okay, as you basically pitch the glass, it will glass. Yeah.
It's like metal.
No, it's like a glass like a glass mug. No, this is
all
very
the same.
Like
all the same.
Mug. Yeah,
all the same still.
Okay, so, just slap it. It's gonna shatter.
Okay,
you're a strong guy. You send it down with some force. On hearing that, you're gonna see like his head pop out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And just see it, and there's like visible concern. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna rush over and be like, "Is everything okay?"
As soon as he's distracted, I'm gonna try to sneak into the kitchen and steal the sugar.
Stealth roll.
Oh no. Oh gosh, that is 12.
Okay. Bor, would
do
you
I have
like...
advantage because he made a distraction?
I was just gonna say, Bor, if you would like to help. Because you are actively engaged in distracting, you can have advantage.
Okay, yeah, do that.
16.
Perfect. All right, cool. So yeah, as he runs out, you start to duck to the side, and as he's like starting to look around, Bor is like, "Oh man, like
butterfingers,
it's
bro,
crazy."
I'm imagining like we haven't like washed everything, so I probably still have like blood.
You dirty.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I just. Slipped out of my hands.
Absolutely okay.
I do.
Completely understand. It's not a problem. He's going to start like just kind of like cleaning up the large chunks.
Yeah.
And try to like start heading over to the kitchen to go to the pantry and like or the little like closet.
Sure.
To try and grab some dustware.
Yeah.
I'd like for sweeping it. Okay. Cool. You are aware this are one aware. Just took off for the kitchens. Yeah. Are you going to try and intercept him or anything?
No.
I'm going to down the second one.
No.
And I'm going to drop that.
So as he's got like the big bits in like folded up in his little apron. What the fuck is that? Yeah, the apron.
Yeah.
And it's like just turning around and like starting to walk towards the kitchen to dispose of it. You just hear like just like another shatter of glass. And he like jumps for a second and like lets go of the apron and the other pieces fall on the floor. And they also just break into even smaller pieces.
Oh, dude.
And he just kind of like locks up and just like turns around and just sees you just standing like, there.
I'm like, dude.
Cal hears this from the other room, like closes his eyes and just shakes his head.
I'm like, here, give me the, I got this. Like, let me take care of this.
Okay, he's gonna start trying to like grab some more of the bigger pieces and put them back into the apron. Meanwhile, you are in the kitchen.
Yep.
Grabbing the sugar.
Yep.
What's next?
I put it in my pack and I like sneak back out the door as if I was never there.
Okay, perfect. So you come back to the living room, seeing that this guy is like hunched over, trying to like scoop all this stuff up, and puts it all in the apron, and turns around and starts making his way back into the kitchen to go grab like a dustpan and broom.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Boar! Like, how could you? Thank you so much.
you owe me one
or two.
Two,
yeah, probably two.
You're not gonna give him a sugar cube for that?
Do you want one?
It's just you toss it away.
Okay, you have successfully robbed them of their sugar cubes.
Jesus.
And that's two glasses.
D&D is all about.
It broke in two glasses.
Oh boy, parents not gonna like that one.
Okay, at this point, having taken some time eating, drinking, mm-hmm. breaking things, stealing things,
hell yeah,
you're gonna hear the door open upstairs and hear the sound of like boots on wood.
Okay.
As making their way down the stairway into the living room is an individual that you do not recognize, as well as Grexen following behind him. The person that you don't recognize is a woman with short, like, blonde hair, almost in, like, kind of like a pixie cut,
mm-hmm.
With, like, close-cut sides. And they are wearing like long white robes. And you notice that like underneath those robes is like some like a breastplate, some armor. And then at their hip is like a belt of like various pouches, a dagger. And at their hip is a mace. Across their chest is also dangling like a large gold chain with a eye. Icon that you recognize to be the iconography of like the Inquisition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How many flips does their little ID case have?
They are not rocking the badge case right now, okay. So you do not know how many flips they have for identification.
I'm about to find out though.
Find out.
But yeah, as they're making their way down the stairs, Grexen and this individual are kind of like speaking amongst themselves, like very quietly, just kind of muttering back and forth. What is everyone's passive perception?
13.
14.
14.
12.
12.
Passive is perception is 9.
Okay.
That sounded loud.
Bonk.
It's just metal dice that keeps rolling that 20s.
I did not do that this time. So. You aren't able to hear super well the conversation, but Amelie, you do pick up from Grexen as he is speaking. We're going to have to do something about this. The insurance companies are not going to be happy as they're like walking down the stairs.
Oh, they wanted them dead for the insurance payout. And if they're
they already
oh,
collected
man.
On the insurance. Damn. Oh, shit.
I should have offered us a bonus, I guess. Sounds like a them problem.
Well, it's about to be a us problem.
Yeah, that's gonna
be. I mean, they could just, you know. it's not anyone's problem.
Well,
Didn't they give us a bonus to keep them alive?
They said we would get a bonus if we brought them back alive.
They never gave you an actual number or anything.
No, they did. It was an extra an extra 75.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
For sure.
It's 150 for going, and then 75 for bringing back alive.
Yeah. The initial one did not include a bring back alive bonus. That was something that was negotiated on the spot.
Right.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
But yeah, as they're like heading down the stairs, they are going to walk past The Inquisitor is going to basically just like blow by, like not paying you guys any attention, mm-hmm. and it's going to start heading back towards the room where you guys set down the lumberjacks. Grexon is going to like break off from her and gesture towards you guys.
Mm-hmm. I'm still in the room with the lumberjacks.
Oh, okay.
I like sat down and like dropped my pack and stuff.
Perfect. So you guys all being in like the main area, Grexon is like gesturing for you guys to like join him.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Kel?
Last time I saw him, he was in the room.
Right behind us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought.
I was eating. I don't know.
Kel?
So as you are in the other room with the lumberjacks, like, what are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm just sitting. I'm kind of like cleaning up a little bit. I got like a napkin. I'm like wiping my gear down more or less.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Did we know that he was going to go feed them? He did say something about that.
I didn't say anything about it. I just kind of took my skins and like went in there and gave them wine since they haven't, like I said, since they haven't eaten in a couple days.
Right.
Just give them some calories.
Fair.
Get them turnt.
I was watching Boar throw glasses. Well, chopping at my steak.
All that buffoonery, just seeing her like skulk in the back, and me just going.
So dirty.
We'd say this to the Baron for sure.
Yeah, we break this all down for him, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I ordered two of those things.
I mean, what would have happened if you had, you know, dropped one and that was your only one? That's crazy.
I don't know. Could have gone bad.
All right. So as you are in with the lumberjacks, you are gonna hear the like clacking of like steel boots on like wood panels as in behind you comes a woman that you do not recognize and have not seen before, wearing the robes, armor, and the notable inquisitorial signet mm-hmm. on her neck.
I think probably just polishing a dagger.
Okay. So as she walks in, she's going to look your direction, not really acknowledge you, but stop in the doorway and then like glance at the lumberjacks. So what happened to them?
We believe they're under some sort of fae spell. They were abducted by an individual known as a bone trader.
Interesting.
From the fae court.
And the trader was disposed of?
And I kind of like gesture at the bloody...
The bag.
Bag on my sack.
Excellent. Well done. Would not expect travelers to have been able to accomplish such a feat.
Well, we're not just travelers.
Interesting.
More in the mercenary business.
Reasonable.
Are we all there, or is it just Kel?
It's just Kel.
Okay.
So it's like a little bit of a notable pause as the Inquisitor seems to be mulling over the information that you've provided, as well as the situation with a like fae creature and these lumberjacks, and just kind of processing some stuff internally. I believe that Grexon was waiting for you in the other room with your companions. The Baron would like to speak with you.
Is there anything that would lead me to believe that as soon as I leave this room, she's going to kill these people?
Make an insight check.
Okay.
I'm picking up that vibe too, and I'm not even in the room.
13.
13. You do not have any reason to believe that. Unfortunately for you, Kel, you were not in the other room to overhear that conversation. So there's no real reason that you would believe that there's anything wrong, really, period. So, yeah, as far as you can tell, she's most likely here to just, like, investigate, like, what's going on with them, check out what's going on, like, medically. And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
And Grexon didn't see that they were alive when we rolled up, so then they could just kill them, and then we don't get our bonus.
He did.
Grexon did see that they were alive.
He
checked in the cart, yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I just kind of, like, leave my pack, sheath my dagger, and I, like, kind of clap around the shoulders. I walk out, like, I don't know. Yeah, I know you're a mage. If you got anything that you think could wake them up, I don't know. They'll lead kind of, like, shitty lives as lumberjacks if they're missing bones, but...
Indeed. I'll see what I can do. And she just kind of like walks over, like pops a knee, starts like pulling some of the blankets aside and just like doing visual checks and checking them over.
Yeah, I'll go join the others.
Okay. All right. So as you are getting there, you see that Grexon was like talking to them, asking like, where's Calette? And they were all just like, there he is. What's a cow?
He was on the roof the last time.
Bro, I don't even know where that guy's at.
You think we know anyone named Kel?
They all plead the fifth.
Couldn't even spell it for you, dude.
Q U
double Z.
Ah, excellent. Perfect timing. The Baron is ready to see you all.
Oh, him. You were wondering where he was. Okay, yeah.
That is Kel, yes.
Your name's Kel?
Yes. Oh, I know we've only known each other for like a day, but.
I see.
I kind of like shake my head and start.
Yeah, Grexon just gives you a look like, wow, you dealt with this for an entire day.
I just kind of, yeah. Wow. Roll my eyes and shake my head a little bit.
All right. He's going to like gesture you guys up and like, go ahead.
All right.
Up the stairs.
Start walking up.
Yep.
Okay. I kind of like weirdly hop. I haven't really done stairs all that often in my life. So I'm kind of like bouncing.
Oh my gosh. You're just like springing up the stairs, like not really like even step. It's like you do one step and then you just kind of like.
It's kind of like you're skiing up a hill.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, for sure. You're like duck footing up the stairs.
Yes.
Yo.
Excellent.
Interesting.
Love it.
Well, everyone gets up to the top of the stairs, and up ahead on the left side of the stairwell is an open doorway leading into what is presumably the Baron's room. As you enter, you come out into a large, like, dark wooded room with a lot of, like, decor. There's a really, really nice rug, like a throw rug that's across the entire center of the room. Off on the far right side, there's, like, two stairs that go up into what's basically, like, a, you know, like the little half-circle divot that's, like, lined with bookcases.
Yeah.
And up on top of that is like a really, really nice desk with a little bit of like gold inlay and whatnot.
Oh, man.
Like a high back chair. On the left side, there is like a fireplace with like a fainting couch that is like a red felt. It's like really, really ornate. And another like really nice like gold braided throw rug that's down next to that. Sitting in the high back chair to the right side, you see a blonde-haired, green-eyed gentleman in extremely ornate, proper clothing with, like, a high collar. Hair is, like, very slicked, very professional-looking, like, noble appearance.
Okay.
Wait, what color was Grexon's eyes?
Grexon, fuck, I don't even remember. we'll say that they were also, like, a greenish, but a little bit darker. The Baron has, like, very notably, like, pale green eyes with, like, as you're getting closer, if this is a feature that you're, like, looking at, you'll notice that they have, like, a very slight, like, brown splash towards the center. It's, okay. So, like, almost an inverse of hazel eyes.
Gotcha.
Don't overread into it, Amber. It's just the eye color. I know we've been doing a lot of phase stuff, but this is just a guy. I assure
you. The more you say
that. Surely this isn't the bone trader all along.
I'd like to roll insight from my vast collection of books to see if this dude is actually related to Grexon, because it's quite possible, especially when the younger brother is in charge of the Empire. It seems suspicious, and I'm curious if they are actually related.
Okay. Go ahead. Like to make roll. Your insight roll.
This die is getting retired. it's not good, I'll tell you that.
Yes. They're practically twins.
12.
A 12? That's not bad at all. Yeah, that's pretty fine.
Not any bad.
As you are looking closely, you do note that having seen Grexon twice now, looking at this guy, they have similar features, but also like a couple of distinct differences. Like Grexon has like darker hair, Hartwind has like very blonde hair. Their eye color is similar, but slightly off.
Okay.
To where Grexen has like a darker green and Hartwind has like very bright, like pale green eyes. So if you were to be suspicious of lineage, you could be suspicious of Grexen at like a really, really close look of potentially not being like a full sibling, but that is a little bit presumptuous considering you are not a geneticist and you are pulling all of this information from a book series.
Not from a book series, from several book series.
Okay.
Okay. I'll kind of give the Baron like a half-hearted nod as I come in. Or like a bow, rather.
He sees the nod and just does not acknowledge it. He just almost like... Like rolls his eyes a little bit. And
no.
Rolls his eyes a little bit and doesn't really return any of the acknowledgement. So yeah, as each of you are kind of like filing in.
Sure, he's going to love this.
He is definitely, his face is going to get more and more visibly just like... What the fuck? Yeah, like
brother.
Like in comes a visibly elven man, this large Valakin guy, and then you have this dude coming in here. He's like super pale, rocks a like dark clothes. Are you hooded or are you coming without it?
Usually, because I'm indoors, I'm not comfortable without it. I'm hooded.
This guy's rocking a fucking hood. The only features he can really make out is that, like, the skin color of his face seems to be, like, a really pale white. Like, this dude does not go outside often. Nope. And then we've got the little one over here that is, like, staring super intently at his, like, right in his eyes. Just making really prolonged eye contact.
I thought we established she was, like, very normal height.
No, but I'm like directly staring at his eyes because his eyes and Gregson's eyes are different colors.
Right. Yeah. Very fixating.
He called you the little one. Like I thought you were like a normal 5'4".
Out of the four of you, relative
to us.
Everyone else, it's the Zach effect.
Yeah. Emily is the little one out of the four of you.
All right.
Because you're over 6 feet.
Yeah.
You're 6 feet.
6'2". Yeah.
How tall is your character?
I think I'm right at 6 or something like that.
So yeah. You're all like 6 foot, 6'2", 6'4", maybe. Like it is literally like our social circle, and then like normal sized Amber seems really small. Because your character is what, 5'6"?
I think something like that.
So a little bit taller than you IRL, but like comparatively notably smaller.
Sure. Right.
I wrote it down somewhere. I'll find it.
Gotcha.
Too much pain.
Anyways.
Yeah, sorry for the digression.
No, you're good.
Gotta keep these things.
5'5".
5'5".
I'm 22 and 5'5".
And IRL, you are what, 5'4"?
5'1.5". 5'4", that's so sweet.
Love you very much.
You're a full foot taller than
me. So tiny. I didn't want to call you a midget, so I thought I would round up a little bit.
Now the internet knows.
But now you are a small bean forever, canonically, until you go overseas and get your limbs stretched or you get on shark testosterone.
Oh, you're back? You're on board with this plan?
Nope. Anyways, so the Baron is watching you all file in with just like increasing visible disgust.
Mm-hmm.
So you are all responsible for bringing back the lumberjacks?
Yes.
Yes, and we brought them back alive. And as Grexen, I'm sure, has informed you, there was a bonus for that.
Indeed. I was informed of this, yes.
Oh, wonderful. And first of all, it's also very nice to meet you.
I wish I could say the same.
I wish you could, too.
Wow, that's... Did he just insult us?
I think he did.
Something like that, yeah.
What can we do for you, Baron?
Well, we did the thing for him. I see that we
couldn't be bothered to wash up first before entering a gentleman's estate. As he's, like, looking at you and your dirty-ass mitts. Fucking the throttling goose hands.
the slippery mitts.
He's fucking... Heard some glassware break downstairs. Hopefully that wasn't too expensive.
It seems cheap.
Hmm.
I'm just going to fucking stare at him.
He is going to open up a drawer to his side, pull out like a sack, and just kind of like toss it out onto the floor in front of you guys.
I want to catch it.
Okay. Go ahead and make an acrobatics check.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Power slides across the floor.
Okay. That'd be cool.
You said acrobatics?
Yep.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Oh, okay. Nailed it. As the bag gets tossed out, you see the like the arm wind up, and you are just like, boom, you're getting in there. Athletic, you slide right across this extremely smooth well.
I want it to be like very, like, I don't want it to be over the top. I want it to just be very, like, nonchalant. Like, he's trying to throw it at our feet, and I'm just like, ooh, thank you.
You just dip in there? Okay.
Effortlessly.
Just so,
yeah, like he, as if he actually was initially throwing it to me.
Okay.
But I'm not going to call him out on the fact that he's, you know, the worst.
Okay. So, with extreme precision, a quick step forward and a just like dip of the hand, and you are able to grab right where the bag is tied off at the top in one like nice smooth motion, and you just step right back.
And I do want to check, is this about this remote? Because I realized I did say it wrong earlier. It was 150 to look up the lumberjacks, it was 75 to investigate the guards, and then there was a bonus for bringing anyone back alive.
Correct.
How much is in this bag? Does it feel like?
Would you like to open it and count it?
No, I just, like, I mean, I'm a highwayman. I'm sure I'm used to handling, like, large amounts of money. Yeah. Like,
so I'd what say does it feel it like? It feels about right. It feels like what you would be expecting, having handled large amounts of currency.
Cool.
Kel.
Sir.
You notice, it being your first time in this office, that above his head behind his desk is a large plaque. On the plaque rests a very fine and ornate twin-headed scimitar. It is just beautifully displayed with a light, underlit, small torch, giving it a nice little glow.
Okay.
After you, Amelie, grab the bag, he is going to reach to his right to where there is a rope that runs up through the ceiling.
Is he going to drop a chandelier on us?
No. But he is going to pull the rope cord. And
as soon as I see him reaching for something, I want to like hop off to like the doorway or
just bounce
whatever.
To the side or something? Okay. So yeah, as he's reaching for this cord, he starts to pull it. You bounce towards the side, out of the center of the room, towards the doorway, and the rope gets pulled, and you just hear a faint chiming of a bell coming from outside.
What was that?
Well, you are paid, as well as dismissed.
Are you like going to hunt us for sport now or something? Like, what's with the bell?
Well, the bell is to inform my servants that you are dismissed. That also means that you are dismissed. You may leave.
Are we going to get shivved the second we walk out the door? I don't. This is suspicious, is it not?
You've been paid.
Yeah.
And you may go. And as he's saying that, like the door is going to open and Grexon is there, like standing in the doorway, like looking at you guys kind of expectantly.
Yeah.
Grexon, you're cool. Are we going to get shivved as soon as we leave this building?
Why would you think that?
Why is he ringing a bell?
Because you're dismissed from the meeting.
Is this a thing that people do? Like, what? I've never heard. They'll get out of my house bell? Is that a thing?
Please come with me.
Yeah. Listen, you don't got to ask me three times. I'm out of here.
Fifth time's a charm.
Yeah,
dog.
I'm getting out of here.
He's standing there. He's just like
going to the door. I'm
fucking pours.
Kelly, is that normal? You're a guard here. Do they shiv people when they leave after they ring the bell?
I've never known them to shiv anybody after they ring the bell.
Have you heard them ring the bell before?
I have not.
Kelly, it's not helpful.
I don't know how to be of help to you in this situation, Emily.
Sucker me.
We're going to have to figure this out together.
I would like to hide.
Where are you hiding?
Behind Grexon. As Grexon is leading us out, I just want to kind of like I don't know, like dip back behind a shadow or something. I'm scared.
Okay. So I guess
she's got PTSD from almost dying.
Fucking trauma. So as Gregson steps to the side.
Look,
you
when
guys
the crime lord makes a weird
out,
signal and you're being dismissed, that's usually a sign that you got paid too much and they're gonna kill you on the way out.
As if they could kill me.
The door is open. Gregson stands to the side and he's just like gesturing, like, okay, go ahead. And as everyone is walking downstairs, Emily
I
is
a
just
nine.
Like,
I'm not
Emily's trying really hard to just like sit like right up next to someone and like pull a cloak over like right by her face so that she can't be seen as she's just like creeping along next to you in your shadow.
I'm
going
doing
down
the pink panther along the wall. I'm just like, fuck it.
Before I get out of the door, do I recognize any like symbols or like script on the blades?
Yes. So looking at the like scimitars, you recognize it to be like an ancestral like heirloom of like your elven people.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like pause in the doorway and kind of like a moment of your time, Lord Baron.
There's like a pause and Gregson kind of does like a double take looking at you with like a little bit of visible concern, but like peers back in through the doorway and then gestures you back into the room.
Gal, do you want backup?
I don't know. You guys are probably out in the hall now, eh?
Yeah, I've yeah.
Yeah, they're like on the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was the last one out because I'm hiding this whole time. So like as you're like walking back in, I'm like, Gal, do you need backup?
I kind of ignore that. Could I ask where you got such a beautiful relic from? And I kind of gesture at the DBS.
At the ones over his head?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you would love to know. It was actually claimed when a traitor was uncovered in the midst of my family's estate back home deeper into the Empire. Mm. Turns out we had a spy in our midst.
And they forfeited the blade.
Sure. Non-voluntarily.
Mm.
Taken more like.
Sure.
We don't take too kindly to spies.
No, understood. And who would?
Yeah. Who would? He looks at you with like a little bit of like a devious fucking grin. Just like a little shit thing. Like in his head, you can tell that he's thinking fucking elf. Like, like he's got like personal beef with elves and his face is like a little bit redder as like you're having this conversation.
Mm. I kind of give him like a wry smile and turn around. Like I said, beautiful piece.
Mm.
I just kind of walk out of the hall.
So Gregson just like is standing back in the doorway, just kind of like lets you pass. And so everyone else is like making their way back down at the end of the stairs.
Okay. Is Gregson within? He's within earshot of us now, still.
Yeah, he's back at the top of the steps.
Okay.
As you guys are headed down, he is going to head back into the room and close the door behind him.
Okay. I'll kind of turn to Kel and kind of ask, like, "What was that all about? What's going on there?"
One sec, and I like kind of creep up to the door and listen in.
Okay.
Okay. As you go up to the door, are you doing like the ear against the door kind of
thing?
Yeah. Okay. So you hear from inside like a little bit of like a loud bang of like hand on wood. And you hear the voice of the Baron as he kind of starts shouting at Gregson. These fucking elves. I'm so goddamn sick of their shit. I don't know why you bothered with employing one. You know how I feel about it. And Gregson just kind of speaking back, like, hey, we needed the hands. It is what it is. I mean, is there something you want me to do about it? And with that, Hartwin says, yeah, you damn well know there's something I want you to do about it. Get it done. And Gregson, you hear, like, with a little bit of, like, reluctance in his voice, he's like, I mean, do we really want to deal with that with the Inquisitor here? And he's like, they're not going to care. And with that, you start, like, it goes kind of silent for a second. And you start hearing, like, footsteps headed back towards the
door. Does the door open outward or inward?
It opens outward into the hallway.
Okay, I jam a dagger under it.
Okay. So you jam the dagger under the door. Is it, like, a standard dagger, or is it the one that you had?
It's one of my, like, standard ones.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to, I guess, like, depending on the thickness of the door, I'd like to, like, if there's floorboards, I want to, like, kind of poke it in between the two of them to create kind of, like, a...
Super doable, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Door is jammed.
Are we all witnessing this? Or is he like kind of like...
Oh, yeah.
He's at the top of the stairs. Okay. You guys are like down at the bottom of the stairs. Okay. But if you're like looking up, you see him like pull a knife out as he was like listening in the door.
Okay.
And just like jam it right up against the door in like the floorboard.
Gotcha.
The curtain next to you that was totally there before. Oh my God, Cal, are we killing them all?
I kind of turn and I say, like, you guys, I need you to trust me here.
Yeah, no, I'll see it's go time, so just run up the stairs.
He's a dick, so, like, yeah. I was planning on stealing his horses, so this is fine.
Yeah.
I pull the dagger out and I open the door.
Okay. That's crazy, because as the door opens, we'll catch you next time on Dropped Ice.
Damn it.
That went so
fast. Goodness.
We're all gonna die.
What a crazy, convenient cliffhanger moment.
Dude, you can't leave me hanging on
these
cliffs.
Bro, I gotta leave you hanging on these cliffs, dog. Shout out to our sponsors, VB Health and FanRoll.
No.
That's not too bad either, though. Okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, good. I'm here for it. Dude,
it's a new campaign. It's a new sound effect.
Yeah. Bro, all new sounds all the time.
Sorry, yeah. I'm fucking stressed.
check the link down below for the, or the description down below for the links to VB Health as well as FanRoll. We've got discount codes down there that you can use on the websites. Save a little something, something on your orders. VB Health, awesome site for getting any kind of like health supplement stuff. If you are trying to get in the gym, get some gains, check out their protein mixes. They're very good. If you're looking for some general health supplements, they have like Red Boost, Green Boost stuff that is really, really nice for just general like energy pick-me-ups as well as
vitamins. It's cold and flu season. Yeah, like get your vitamins, don't get sick.
And just keep yourself feeling fresh.
Yeah. Fresh to death.
I will always and forever preach for Sleep Boost. You're going to hear it every single fucking episode. I don't care. I love that shit. And then also we bounce over with FanRoll. If you're trying to get some fun clicky clacks, dog. If you want some dice with duckies, maybe you want some SpaghettiOs to roll. That's the stuff. That's the ASMR that FanRoll can provide. Go check out their website. They have tons of like seasonal promos and stuff like that. They do seasonal dice and everything too. So with Halloween coming up, I'm sure there's going to be some shenanigans with like little pumpkin dice, all that fun stuff. If you want to get some really, really nice ones, they have really, really cool gemstone dice sets as well as like liquid core ones. When we first started the Old World campaign, I got a set. They were purple. They have like gold flakes in them, and the liquid core is really neat because there's like some glitter in there. So whenever you roll them, the gold flakes and the glitter get all fun and sparkly, and it's really cool. And I use them for Kronk. So yeah, go check them out. See what you see.
Check them out.
The discount codes usually do stack. So if they have like holiday specials, you can use ours on top of that. Save yourself a little extra something, something. But otherwise, lastly, shout out to the patrons. Thank you guys for your continued support. We love you so much.
Yeah.
Shout out Nate. Catch you next time.
Yeah, shout out Nate. We'll see you on the next episode, guys.
What, Brett? Huh?
And Brett, yeah.
Brett.
Yeah, and Brett. Brett. And Tom.
No. Fuck that guy.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
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 Bye.